Okay. Recording and transcription started. Perfect. Okay. And on your end, it indicates that it's recording?
Yes, I see recording.
Okay. This is the meeting of the Human Relations Commission on August the 14th, Wednesday, 2024. The time I have is 5:08 p.m. And with roll call, Cedric Smith.
I am here, present.
June Webb.
Here.
Ashley Jackson.
Present.
Okay, we have quorum.
All right. So first call, I guess, approval of minutes for May 18th, correct?
Yes, sir. May 8th, yes.
May 8th, I said 18th, May 8th.
Yes, I move to approve the minutes.
Okay.
And I'll second that motion.
Awesome. So with the roll call vote for approval, Cedric Smith.
Aye.
June Webb.
Yes.
Ashley Jackson.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Great. Next up, call to audience. I don't recall what that one.
Yeah, I don't see any guests logged in either. I just see just us, so there. I don't see anybody there.
Yeah, so I mean, this is definitely something we can work on in the future.
Yes, sir.
And I could kind of talk about that at the end here, kind of with future agenda items.
Yes, sir.
Summary of current events. Prior to John moving on, I know he had some actions that was kind of in work dealing with the embassy or whatnot. I have at this time been unable to contact John to kind of get a back brief and kind of pick up where he left off with that. So I think, to be honest, team, we're probably going to have to start from scratch and just kind of find our own path and move from there, dealing with summary of current events, okay? So I think we'll just have to start from where we are now because I have been unsuccessful with getting a hold of John. So any comments on that or concerns, Ashley or June?
No, I don't. I think that, with a new chairperson, I'll take your lead.
Oh, no pressure.
I don't see any concerns or problems with it.
I'm sorry, you was kind of choppy at first. What'd you say, ma'am?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you now loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. I said I am in agreement with June. I am okay with the fresh, clean slate and start.
Okay, great. Okay, update from the LGBTQ, our representative. Are there any updates, ma'am?
Well, I was supposed to attend a meeting. And it was on the same night as the presidential debate. And I had put together a group to watch the debate at the very same time. As you all know, it was historic and probably not a good way. But I missed the first meeting, and I have promised to be at every meeting after this.
Okay. The good thing is, like we said, we're starting from a clean slate, so we can definitely pick up at their next meeting and kind of get some updates from there. Sorry, excuse me. Appointing John Dotton as a non-voting advisory member. I don't have an issue with that, but I have not, like I said, I haven't got a hold of him. So I'm not sure if he would still like to be still be a non-advisory member or an advisory member, non-voting advisory member or not. So I think we can probably leave that on until we actually get a hold of him and confirm that.
Cedric. I'm sorry. I was just going to suggest that, and you nailed it. So keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, and correct me if I'm wrong, if we could kind of find any other, you know, non-voting advisory members that could possibly or that would be willing to volunteer. I'm not sure about the process with them. Are we able to do that?
If you know anyone who'd like to join the commission as a full commission member, voting commission member, we can go ahead and send that to all the openings that we have with the other council members, and they can make the appointments at that time. The difference between the, of course, non-advisory voting members is they don't count to a quorum, and that's what we need at times when someone is out ill or on vacation. So the more members we have, then the more we have room for when someone else doesn't make it, that the whole commission can continue meeting as a whole. But if you have any persons that you can think of that are interested in serving, we can go ahead and get them going through the boards and commission email or website that we have with the City of Tucson, and then forward, as I mentioned before, to the openings where they're available within each council member.
Okay. Future agenda items. So this is where I kind of, want to see where exactly we want to go. I started kind of looking into some of the other boards and commissions. Some of them are active, some of them are not. And I was just trying to kind of get maybe ask them to come speak at one of our meetings, figure out exactly what they do, and possibly if they need any of our assistance in anything of that nature, dealing with, research or dealing with discriminatory actions, anything along those lines, just to try to get something going, try to get the ball rolling in anything. What do you guys think of that?
That is a wonderful idea. And in fact, I have been in contact with Rocky Perez, who is the new executive director of the Metropolitan Education Commission.
Oh, awesome.
And they have consistent contact with you. And I'd like to invite Rocky to our meeting to inform us of what the youth are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the action is.
Yes. Okay, it sounds like a great idea. How do we go about contacting, was it Rocky Perez, ma'am?
Yes, it's Rocky Perez, and the commission is a city-county commission.
Okay.
And it's been in existence for 30 years. I used to be the executive director, and it has a lot of fingers in the pie, what's going on out there.
Okay. So
You as the chair could reach out to him, or if you would like to see if June knows that group, she can, on your behalf, go ahead and contact them, see if they'd be able to meet the next meeting that we have or the following meeting. And then once they get confirmation, then she'll let you know, and then we can put it on the agenda.
Okay. How does that sound?
Do I let him know through you?
Cedric is the chair, so he would be the one to inform me what to put on the agenda and itemize it. You guys can all have conversations and suggestions with Cedric as far as ideas of what to put on the agenda that's out there. But it would be Cedric to give me that direction. As far as contacting other organizations, normally the chair would do it unless he were to, I use the word delegate, for you guys to make the contacts to whatever you might have ideas for to put on the commission as an agenda item.
So how would I see? I don't have Cedric's email or anything. So how would I contact him?
Okay. I have a roster which I will provide to everyone. I do want to express that it's meant for internal use only for the commission members. Uh-huh. Just to give you a little heads up, whenever the public reaches out to us and wants to speak to either one of you, we take that message and or that email and we forward it to you. That official initial contact, we don't give out because that's the confidentiality portion of it. Once you as a member receive that and then chooses to continue and contact them and give your information out, that's will be your choice. But the roster that I have for the commission, I will send out. And again, I just wanted to say that it's meant for all of you and not for the public.
Yay.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good. So, ma'am, how do you feel about you reaching out to them since you are somewhat familiar, or would you like me to do it? I do not have a problem with you kind of reaching out to Mr. Perez and his team since you know you're somewhat familiar.
Why don't I reach out to him first since I've been in contact with him, and then I can refer him to you, Cedric, so that we both are having a conversation with him.
Awesome. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Sounds like a plan. And that was the city county commission.
Yeah, it's a city county commission. It's been there a long time.
Okay. Yeah, some of the commissions I kind of reached out, well, not reached out to, but was looking, just kind of researching. One was the Metropolitan Education Commission. I'm not sure if Dr. Treya Allen or Leslie Furr is still on there. I'm not sure how old the form is when I was looking on our Tucson Gov site.
I'm not either.
And another one was the Small Minority and Woman Owned Business Commission. I think I have Mr. Willie Blake and Cayetana Nelson. So, but yeah, that was just a few. I was thinking about kind of, asking them, but we could do one at a time, I don't want to try to overdo it. So we could definitely get with Mr. Perez first and then go from there.
Okay, I'll do that, and then he'll be in touch with you, and I'll let you know also when I contact him, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Ashley, you have anything, ma'am?
You had made mention of the small business, the minority. I do know an individual who is a voting member of that commission, as well as somebody who is a voting member of the zoning planning committee. So what you were, I am in agreement with. I also know an individual who is a voting member on the city county women's commission. So I know we don't want to throw a bunch in the pot, but when the time comes, or if we'd like to incorporate other commissions or committees, I have references and resources.
Okay. That's great. Great.
Yay.
And so, but other than that, at this time, I don't have any future agendas. Rick, I wanted to ask a question. Say, in between our meetings, something pops up to where, say June or Ashley run into something and they want to add it to the agenda, they reach out to me first and then I contact you, or should
they? Yes. It's customary that the chair is going to give the direction to the support staff, in which case is me, to put it on that agenda item, because there's some times where not this commission, but there's been other instances where others have tried to reach out to us and put the items onto it without the consent of the chair. Not knowing whether they were fully booked, if you will, with either other items, or just that they weren't ready for that particular item. So that's why you have the chair give us that direction for putting something on the agenda.
Okay.
Kind of like the chain of the command. We just want to keep it that way.
Right, right. And my next question would be, say we get a request from a organization that they want us to do a study, you know, within their organization involving discrimination. How do we go about doing that and conducting that?
I would have to defer with city staff to see what's in the the ordinance or resolution that created the commission to see where our boundaries are, what we're able to do and not do.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. I was trying to read through there. I didn't really see anything specific, but that's why I wanted to ask one of the questions. So, all right, great. I don't have anything else at this time dealing with future agendas. I don't know if June or Ashley has anything else.
Not at this time.
Okay. So seems like it's going to be a short meeting, but I think we still got some good info and a good path forward. So at this time, I would like a motion to adjourn.
On the ending, we don't need a motion. You can just simply say that this meeting has ended and we just need to announce the time.
Okay. A rookie mistake.
No mistakes at all. Just no mistakes.
So at this time, I'd like to end the meeting at 17:25 or 5:25 p.m.
Okay. All right, everybody. I thank you all for attending. Let me stop the recording. Give me 2 seconds. I apologize. Okay. Stop recording. Okay. Stop. Okay. Yes. I'm